really?
Which one looks best?
Oh, my God. Billie Jean, you look
famous.
St. Joan.
Turn the camera on. I'm Billie Jean Davy, and I want to set the record straight.
the one and the only Andre the Giant, the most extraordinary athlete of this or any other generation. Let's take you to Piper's Pit.
Let me tell you something first of all. Andre the Giant was supposed to be my guest. If he has any guts, I thought he would come out here. And I see all kinds of nice things about him. Here's the autobiography of Andre the Giant and what he did in gay Paris. And I figured to myself, this is not something that I would particularly want to buy. I thought, of course, there's all kinds of people like Andre. Even though Andre doesn't have the guts to come out by himself and do nothing, they have an Andre doll here. They have an Andre doll that you can kind of take and just mush about here because it's kind of got the same mentality as Andre the Giant does. And you can think, what a beautiful doll this is. Mr. Giant, sir. Wait. Listen. Wait. We're in front of millions and millions of people. Wait, I didn't say, can you not? You heard me from the back, please wait. Can you not conduct yourself as a gentleman and show? There's nothing there. This was there when I got here. I don't know nothing about it, sir. Please, this was here when I got here. I know nothing about it. Please, can you not conduct yourself as a gentleman and instead of beating people up, just what a nice doll that is.
Huh? How come you get this in your hand?
Well, I was just telling them what a nice doll it was, and even though the hair is a little. But that was my doll. Well, wait, that's okay. I'll tell you something else, Mr. Giant, sir. I appreciate you being a gentleman. Mr. Andre the Giant, I have a lovely t-shirt that I acquired. There's nothing wrong, and I just want you to know what I think about your t-shirt.
Fuckers, come on! When this is over, so are you, you little prick!
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
This what it's all about.
Forget it.
This what I work for. Throw it.
Go on.
Look at that. A junkie. I got a fucking junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing. Sleeps all day with them black shades on. Wakes up with a quaalude.
Don't play that.
And who won't fuck me because she's in a coma. I can't even have a kid with her, man. Her womb is so polluted. I can't even have a fucking little baby with her.
Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around,
I get around.
I get around. never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around,
round, 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 I get around.
Either of you guys recognize Mr. Miner here? Well, he recognizes you. Seems Mr. Miner here is the night janitor down at the University Med Center. Says he saw you guys running out of there last night. 40 miles an hour. Screaming like banshees. Care to comment? Okay. Seems we also found a headless body out in front of the Kappa Delta house last night. A body that came from a lab in the basement of the very medical center that Mr. Miner saw you running out of at 40 miles an hour.
Don't forget screaming like banshees.
Sounds like a pledge prank to me. A sick, twisted, psychotic, demented, deranged pledge prank, but still possibly, just possibly in the ballpark of what you might call your collegiate tomfoolery. You guys care to comment?
Captain. Detective. I mean, we're not your fraternity types. I personally would rather have my brains invaded by creatures from space than pledge a fraternity.
He's lying. We did it. The Betas.
Ah, the Betas. Well, that explains everything.
The Betas told us to find a body and dump it on the steps of another fraternity. Well, we got into the lab and we got the body out of this thing. And then we chickened out and ran away.
At 40 miles an hour.
Screaming like banshees?
It was a nervous response.
He means the body. It twitched. Its eyes open. I don't know, it's spazzed out.
Spazzed out, totally.
But I swear to God, we did not move it from that lab. We sure to the hell, I mean, heck, didn't damage it in any way. And even if we did, Mr. Miner here would have seen us, wouldn't he?
Screaming like banshees. Screaming like banshees.
You're not the same. You're famous, babe. You're right. What do you want? You're not from the immigration? I taught you people. I lost my bloody papers, okay? My family left Latvia during the occupation. They were hunted like dogs.
I just want to buy some sedatives.
What do you think I am? A goddamn doctor? I don't sell sedatives. Tranquilizers, I do have. Do you understand? I'm going to snip.
We'll be right back. That's right, it's me, Brian Pillman. They don't want you to know the truth, but I will give you the truth. And you might find out something you're not supposed to.
Quagmire available to rear come.
They won't let me speak, but I will let you listen.
And now it's time for the ECW Fan of the Week. This week's extreme fan is Brian Pillman's agent, Mr. Elliot Pollock, who, despite the fact that his client is a chicken, continues to come up with the scratch to pay for Brian's 900 number commercials, not on the WWF, not on WCW, but right here in Extreme Championship Wrestling, through our competitive advertising rates. Hey, Elliot, your client wants to stop playing with the big boys and start fighting with the real men. On behalf of everyone here in Extreme Championship Wrestling, when it comes to the franchise, anytime, any place. Welcome back to ECW. As many of you know, Brian Pillman, who recently was exploiting ECW airwaves, professes beliefs was involved in a very serious automobile accident. However, we are told Mr. Pillman is on his way to a speedy recovery, and we extend the invitation to Brian Pillman to come back here on ECW television to update us on his condition when he feels up to it.
Wasted time. I can get on with mine. And maybe someday we will find that it wasn't really wasted.
Where is his daughter?
We just got a trace on her cell. You're gonna love this. All right, let's get a better look at you.
Freddy.
What? What the hell are you doing, dicking around inside my network?
I thought I killed you already.
You get that sometimes. You think you can, find a track where he is?
Detective, covering the camera with your hand.
Does not turn off the microphone.
Yeah. I know I'm not as smart as you guys with all this computer shit. But hey. Still alive, ain't I? I mean, you got to be running out of bad guys by now, right? Huh? Gabriel? Honestly, you can tell me. I mean, how's that work? Had some kind of service or something? Some kind of 800 number? 1-800 henchman? Oh, you know what? I bet you're still on hold with, can I get another dead Asian hooker bitch over here right away? Huh? But seriously, all that kicking aside, that skinny little ninja chick, she was smoking hot. New Monroe's gotta be real hard to come by, right?
You're very impressed with yourself, aren't you?
I have my moments.
Yeah? Is this one of them?
Hello?
Yes, this is emergency services calling.
Can
she hear me?
My name is Lucy Gennaro. I've been stuck in here for hours. I've been trying to call my cell phone's not working.
Can she hear this? Lucy, hang up that phone.
Yes, calm down, miss. We know exactly where you are. Everything is going to be all right.
Lucy, hang up the phone.
Please, John.
I'm trying to have a conversation.
We're a bit overloaded tonight, as you may imagine, but I assure you, we're going to get you out of there.
Even if I have to come down there and get you
myself.
Thank you.
In the meantime, Miss Gennaro, is there anyone you would like us to contact for you?
Yeah. My dad. His name is John McClane. He's a New York City cop.
We'll find him. Just hang in there, miss, and we'll get to you. Very soon.
Thank you.
Wow. That's a great girl you got there. Can't wait to meet her.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Come on, John. Make a joke. Say something funny.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Hey! Hold on. Where are you going? What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm gonna go kill this guy and get my daughter.
Wait, she could be. No,
hey, listen. It's gonna get messy. You should just stay here.
I think I.
Hey, I'm doing you a favor. I wouldn't bet on me, all right? I'll take it from you. Thanks for your help.
I figure I'd lend a hand.
you. From this moment on, call yourself Vincent Corleone.
Gentle.
Antica.
Don Corleone.
Don Vincenzo Corleone.
Watch it.
Excuse me?
It's obscene. All the violence, all the lunacy. Shootings even at airports now. We might say that we're the next endangered species. Human beings.
I think you're right, ma'am. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
We'll be right back.
tomorrow night. We can get high and watch this whole fucking city burn from now on.
Big fucking bird over there.
It's a squab.
Come here, bird. 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 Come here. Bird.
Here, fun boy.
Your bird and leave, Freako.
Take your shot, fun boy. You got me, dead bang.
You seriously fucked up. Did you look in the mirror? You need professional help.
Bingo! He scored!
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ. Stop me if you heard this one. Jesus Christ walks into a hotel. He hands the innkeeper 3 nails and he asks,
"Don't you ever fucking die?
You put me up for the night?" Does that hurt?
Mother is the name for God on the lips and hearts of all children. Do you understand? Morphine is bad for you. Your daughter is out there on the streets waiting for you.
We'll be right back.
at us.